Spike's house. Maybe we'll get fleas.
Yeah!
Gee, Tommy, Spike's house isn't very far away. Aren't you going to try to take us on some big adventure where we can get into all kinds of trouble and maybe never get home?
No, not today.
Phew, that's a relief.
This is great, Tommy, really great. I'm having lots of fun. Nothing bad's going to happen today. Around here.
What do you mean, Chucky?
Everything looks normal to me.
Look, Spike's doghouse.
Wow!
Great, Tommy! I don't remember Spike's house being so big.
Sure it is! Come on, Chucky!
Tommy, was Spike's house always so funny looking?
Of course!
In time for a spot of tea, eh, what?
Hey! Spike's not supposed to talk! What's going on, Tommy?
I'm not Tommy!
Chucky, what's wrong? Did you have a bad dream? You know, Chucky, you don't have to be scared of your dreams. They're just pictures in your head, honey. Nothing in a dream can ever hurt you, because it isn't real. Nighty-night, Chucky.
The strangest dream last night, Tommy. I dreamed you was a clown.
A clown?
Hey!
Was I a funny clown?
Not really.
I wish Tommy was a clown. Then we could feed him peanuts.
That's elephants, Lillian.
Oh, yeah.
At least there was no elephants in my dream.
Too bad.
Yeah, I can't have everything, Chucky.
Oh, and Spike was in my dream. He was really big. And he lived in this really big house. And he could talk.
Wow.
That must have been great, Chucky.
Well, it was at first. Then it was just too strange. I didn't like it when you was a clown. I didn't like it at all.
It was just a dream, Chucky. Let's go to my grandpa's room and see if it still smells funny.
Great idea, Tommy.
Yeah, let's go.
Last time it smelled like cheese.
Tommy, I'm getting tired.
Don't worry, Chucky, we're almost there.
Tommy, are you sure this is the way to your grandpa's room?
Sure, we've done it a jillion times.
Oh, it's just a dream. Guys, these worms aren't racing too good.
Gee, and worm racing sounded so fun.
Wait, I got an idea. We're gonna see if ants like to swim.
Yeah, and after we can eat them.
Wait a minute, you guys. This is how it started.
How what started?
My dream.
Dream?
What dream?
I already told ya. Oh, yeah, that was a dream, too.
What are you talking about, Chucky?
Well, see, I had a dream last night, and this is exactly how it started. Then we went to Spike's house, and it was huge, and Spike was huge, too, and he could talk. And then you turned into a clown.
A clown?
Yay!
Was I a funny clown?
Not really.
I wish Tommy was a clown. Then we could feed him peanuts.
That's elephants, Lillian.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, wait a sec. I know what's going on here.
You do?
Yep. I'm dreaming again.
You can't be dreaming if you're not asleep.
I
figures are right, but how do I know I'm not asleep?
That's easy, Chucky. If you was asleep, we could hear you snoring.
Well, baby.
Hey, guys, let's go play in Spike's house.
Wait a sec! Now I know I'm dreaming!
What do you mean, Chucky?
That's exactly where we went in my dream!
I know, Chucky, you told us. That's where I got the idea.
Oh, I don't know if I can believe you.
Well, look around. Everything's the way it's supposed to be.
A little funny, like this green stuff growing out of the ground.
Chucky, that's grass.
It's always been there.
Sure, yeah, that's what you want me to think.
Chucky, this can't be a dream, because in dreams you come for life. See?
If this was a dream, you could walk on top of the water.
Ugh. Yeah, Chucky, and in dreams, the ground is made of chocolate ice cream.
Chocolate ice cream?
Ice cream.
See, this isn't a dream. It's just plain old real life.
I can't listen to you. You're not really Tommy. You're just a dream baby. Why can't I just wake up?
Do you think Chucky's really dreaming, Tommy?
Maybe he just dreamed us all up.
I don't feel like somebody else's dream.
Maybe the whole world is just Chucky's dream.
Nah. If the world was all Chucky's dream, it'd be a lot weirder.
And scarier.
Chucky, you're not dreaming.
I wish I could believe you dream, Tommy, but you're just not real.
Come on, you guys. Let's go explore Spike's house. You want to come, Chucky?
No, thanks. I'm just going to sit here and try to wake up.
Hi, guys!
Hi, Chucky. Did you finally figure out that you're not dreaming?
No, I'm dreaming all right. Look at those weird things in the sky.
Those are birds.
Call them whatever you want, Dream Lil. But in real life, there's no way they could stay up in the air like that.
Huh?
Listen, Dream Babies, I figured something out. Since this is a dream, I can do anything I want.
What?
See, in real life, you could get into trouble or get hurt. But in a dream, nothing can ever hurt you because it isn't real. So let's go find that pocket spike. In dream, Tommy, don't try to scare me with that cloud face again. It's just silly.
Look, Spike's house.
Wow.
That's it? What about all the pointy towers and drawbridges and everything? Hey, Spike, how about some of that tea?
What's the matter, Spike? How come you're not talking?
Let's go in.
This is too boring. I'm not gonna spend my dream doing dumb things I can do any day of the week. You dream babies, do what you want. I'm gonna do something really fun.
What are you gonna do, Chucky?
Drive a fire truck?
Go stupid diving for treasure?
Eat an entire ant farm?
Nah, I'm gonna go into the next yard.
Chucky, there's a big mean monster dog in there. You could get hurt.
Don't worry, Dream Tommy. If worse comes to worse, I'll just wake up in my own bed.
Chucky.
I understand if you don't want to go after all in my dream.
But Chucky.
Sorry, Dream Tommy. I gotta hurry. I could wake up any minute. Hello, Mr. Monster Dog. Long time no see.
Chucky was so brave.
I guess you never really know another baby till you've been in his dreams.
You guys, Chucky isn't dreaming. We gotta get him out of there.
Chucky! Oh! Ow! Hey, that hurt.
Chucky, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's just that my dad said in dreams you can't get hurt.
Fetch!
You made it!
Oh, so I guess I'm not dreaming after all, huh? Wait a minute. If I'm not dreaming, then I really went into the next yard where the dog is.
Yeah, Tucky, you was real brave.
Yeah, that dog could have eaten you.
You guys, that don't feel so good.
Good night, Chucky. Sleep tight. for the untroubled sleep of the innocent. Stu, I didn't know you were coming over.
I'm not Stu.
Great. Can you believe it? I just tore Philly's jammies.
Oh, don't worry, Betty. There's another pair in the top drawer. I guess these are about even. Here you go, Lil. Nighty night, Phil.
Good night, Lil. Mwah.
Thanks for looking after Angelica Howard. I'm sure she and the twins will get along fine this time.
Mommy said she'd buy me a new toy if I didn't hurt the babies. Don't you babies have any manners?
Huh?
What's wrong, Angelica? Only two people can go on the seesaw, but there's three people in this room. Don't you know what that means?
Yep, that's where on the seesaw's a rotten egg.
Oh, you dumb babies. It means we gotta play another game. One for three people.
Wanna play Reptar with us, Angelica?
See, Reptar's gonna destroy the city, but only the other Reptar can stop him. Watch, I'm Reptar.
And I'm the other Reptar.
Oh, you babies are so incontinent. That's also a two-people game. This time we're gonna play a three-people game.
Like what?
Let's play with your ball. That's a three-people game. Ready?
Yeah!
Forget it. You babies are hopeless. Everything's always feeling little, feeling little, feeling little. As long as those two got each other to play with, there's never gonna be any room for me. Unless I could find a way to pull them apart. Say a little, you're the favorite kid around here, right?
Huh?
Oh, wait a minute, I forgot. It's Phil who's the favorite, isn't it?
What do you mean, Angelica?
Oh, nothing. I just forgot it for a minute which of you was the favorite kid. But then it came to me. How silly of me. It's so obvious.
The favorite? What are you talking about, Angelica?
Every family has a favorite kid, right?
They do?
Sure. Look at my family. I'm the favorite. And in Tommy's family, he's the favorite. And Chucky's the favorite in his family, right?
But Angelica, our family has two kids.
That's right.
So how can we both be the favorite?
Well, you can, of course. I guess what it comes down to is your family's not big enough for the both of you.
You mean?
Yep. One of you is the favorite, and the other is the reject.
Reject?
The favorite gets all the toys and the attention, and the reject has to live in the basement all by himself.
But which one of us is the reject?
That is the question, isn't it? Guess you'll just have to figure it out for yourselves.
Do you think Angelica was right about the favorite?
Nah, she couldn't be. If Daddy and Mommy had a favorite, they'd be much nicer to him.
You're right.
she'd be treated a lot better.
And Mommy and Daddy treat us both the same.
Right, exactly the same.
There, perfect. Here, kid. Here you are, Philip.
And there's more where that come from, big boy.
Nighty night, favorite. Anything else, just let us know.
Nighty night, favorite.
No, it can't be.
Can it? Phil, you're the favorite, aren't you?
Me? You always get the best stuff.
Then how come your reptar doll has all his teeth?
Yours does too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how come you got the purple one and I only got green?
Because green's your favorite color.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta figure out who the favorite is.
But how?
So I marched myself right in there and said, Mr. McDougal, either there are gonna be some changes around here or I'm walking.
Great. Then what happened?
I woke up.
Howard, you're a pistol.
Those dumb babies will believe anything, huh, Cynthia? I'll teach them to leave me out of their games. From now on, I'll be the favorite.
Here you go, kids.
I told you Daddy liked you best. You got more.
Me? Your cookie's way bigger, Philip.
Yours is Lillian.
Perhaps I could be of some help?
Yeah, Angelica. Tell us whose cookie's bigger.
Lil.
I knew it. That's not fair.
You're right. There. Now Phil's is bigger.
Hey, that's not fair either.
Okay. There. Now you're even.
Great.
Thanks, Angelica.
Anytime, guys. Anytime.
But we still don't know who the favorite is.
Good point.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you guys go play with the telephone?
Angelica, we're not supposed to play with the hello phone.
Exactly.
Huh?
When your mommy and daddy find you playing with the telephone, something you're never, ever supposed to do, what do you think's gonna happen?
They'll get really, really mad.
And who do you think they're gonna get mad at?
The reject!
Howard, you missed a spot over on the side there.
Mr. and Mrs. DeVille!
What is it, Angelica?
I told them not to, but they didn't listen.
What?
It's Phil and Lil. They're playing with the telephone.
Oh, I better go take a gander. Howard, keep scrubbing.
Why? Américains sont stupides, on parle pas français. Alors qu'est-ce que tu veux de moi? C'est incroyable!
Well, same to you, fella.
Ce sont les enfants, les bébés.
Mrs. DeVille, aren't the babies going to get in trouble?
They're just babies. They didn't know what they were doing. Now, you just go up and play, Ange.
Did you see that, Angelica?
We both didn't get in trouble for playing with the hello phone.
So I guess that means we're both the favorites.
Yay!
Come on, Lil. Let's go play.
Lil, wait. Got something to tell you. It's about the favorite.
But I thought we was both the favorites.
Sorry, Lil. Now, don't tell Phil I told you. But the favorite is... Phil.
Really?
Afraid so. You're the reject.
Wow.
Yeah, tough break, huh? Well, you probably want to go pack and get down to the basement.
I guess so.
Hey, where's Lil?
Never mind, Phil. I got something to tell you.
What?
I think you really ought to know who the favorite is.
But I thought we was both the favorite.
No. Now, don't tell Lil I told you, but the favorite is... Lil.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, you're the reject, all right.
Well, that explains a lot.
guess I'll be seeing you around, Angelica.
Boy, I'm good.
Well, I know who the favorite is.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know how I could have missed it.
Me neither.
Well, I gotta go.
Hey!
Well, you don't have to leave. I'm the reject.
No, Angelica said I was the reject.
No, me.
No, me.
No, me.
No, me.
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 Wait, I get it now. It's both of us.
That's right. You get the picture.
You're both rejects.
But then who's the favorite?
Me, of course. I thought you guys would have figured that out a long time ago. Now, why don't you two just go off to the basement so I can move in and take all your stuff?
It sure looks dark.
Yeah, and there's not much light either.
But there's all kinds of reject stuff down there.
Like bugs.
And snails.
And slimy toads.
And basement monsters.
Me! Let's go!
Wait, it's not neat. It's horrible. You guys are going to be miserable down there.
Yeah. Whatever you say, Angelica. Go on, Lil.
It's icky and cold and full of muck, and you have to stay there forever.
Huh?
But why, Angelica?
Because I was tired of you guys always playing with each other and not me.
Well, it was a pretty good joke.
I'm sure glad there's no favorites or rejects.
Me too.
By the way, Betty, that's a lovely sweater.
Oh, yeah. These new polyester blends are practically indestructible.
Well, I'm afraid I'm just stuck in the past. My favorite's always going to be Angora.
Who's Angora?